The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me once again on NXT cast, brought to you by the CSPN. You can find the NXT cast on the web at cspn.us. Subscribe to the WrestleCast-the-CSPN, and you will also be subscribed to the NXT cast through any podcast app, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, all those good apps that you use to listen to podcasts. Just click on the WrestleCast icon with the new day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will have the NXT cast in your queue each and every week. So we start this week's show with the intro that is set to the song The End, and it focuses on the interactions between the double champ, Keith Lee, and Karrion Kross. So then the show starts. Io Shirai, our NXT Women's Champion, comes out to start the show. But just like the end of last week's show, she gets attacked with a big boot upside the head by Dakota Kai. Tegan Knox shows up to help out Io Shirai. Then out comes Candice LeRae. All four women fight to the ring, starting the show with a brawl that leads into a tag team match.
Yay, brawl!
As I was watching this afternoon, because this is what I do now, so it'll be extra fresh, I was thinking about one Miss Simi, because I was like, oh, they brawl it right off the top. Yep. Chaos. Yep. No, she was cheering at 11 o'clock at night for this.
Sure was. Well, like 12, because I had to go get food at Wendy's, but it's fine. But I sure was. I was like, bro, fight.
So we have Candice LeRae and Dakota Kai versus Io Shirai and Tegan Knox. Io gets the tag and lays into both opponents with some strikes and kicks. Io gets a two count on a springboard drop kick. Dakota cuts her off as they fight up on the top rope. Dakota then ends up tagging in Candice, who gets taken down with a drop kick and the bullet train attack by Io. Io then hits a tope suicida onto Dakota. The shiniest wizard from Tegan Knox lands on Candice. Then Io goes up, does her moonsault. Her knee hit Candice LeRae all up in the face. Oof. And Io Shirai and Tegan Knox are your winners.
Ooh, that moonsault scared me. I was just like, oh. But
she was so far away.
Yeah, I was worried.
Io has two versions of it. She has the one where you're like right under her, and she does like the high majestic one, and then she does that one that she did to Candice LeRae, where she's got to get out there a little bit, and yeah, you don't know where her legs are gonna wind up.
Right, I was just like, oh no. It reminded me of that spot when Naomi won the SmackDown Championship the first time against Alexa Bliss. And Alexa, when she does her split leg and moonsault, and like Alexa like turned weird and she like hit her knee. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh no. It reminded me of that. I was like, don't be hurt. Please don't be hurt.
So Dakota Kai left Candice to eat the pin, choosing to back away. On her own, as Tegan and Io celebrate in the middle of the ring.
Right, but like Dakota was like kind of smirking and smiling, like she was just like lingering. I'm like, what are you up to? You're not Dexter Lumis. Why are you lurking? What's going on? I'm like, she's up to something. Something's happening here. Why is she smirking? She's up to something.
a week ago, there was a big question whether that what we're about to talk about, was it a work or was it a shoot? And clearly we get our answer this week.
Yeah.
We get the clip from the Pat McAfee show and the incident between him and Adam Cole. 2 days ago, Triple H appeared on the show to discuss Adam Cole's apology. And Pat McAfee says he's looking for a second chance to talk to Adam Cole on the show.
Yeah.
So
it was obviously like, it was so obvious. Because like, if you see Adam Cole in any other instance, he's like the nicest, like most chill guy ever. even you know, sometimes people get riled up, but I was just like, this is all Adam Cole, baby. This isn't real. I was like, I see y'all through this. This isn't real. Because like, you'll see him like up, up, down, down and all these. I'm just like, no. He's way too nice than this. This is a work. Why are y'all falling for this? But hey, it got the buzz and the attention. And plus that like iOS press release apology that he gave her later. I was just like, this is good. Go ahead. Work that. Do it. I was a fan.
Some more Twitter beef led into wrestling matches. Johnny Gargano and Roderick Strong have been going back and forth since last week's triple threat match that they lost to Bronson Reed, blaming each other for the reason why they didn't advance. So Steven Regal was like, okay, man, it's enough of this talk on Twitter.
You guys, fight.
Yeah, you guys can come to Full Sail and fight next week. So Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong. Gargano turns the Olympic slam into the Gargano escape, but that gets turned into a pin. Roddy rocks Gargano with a huge kick from the mat. Johnny snaps off a Hurricane Rana inside the ring. Gargano then hits a flying head scissors outside the ring that sends Roddy into the guardrail. Back inside, Johnny hits the one final beat DDT, and Johnny Gargano is successful over Roderick Strong.
This was a match. I really, really, really like this match. Like all the counters and like the reverses and like all that. I was just like, yes, keep fighting. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed this match a lot.
It wasn't quite Oney Lorcan versus Timothy Thatcher, but yes, I agree with you. I did love the mat wrestling, the reversals, the strikes, the kicks, the knees. Johnny Gargano seemed to have, you know, a one step ahead of Roderick Strong for a lot of the match. Then Roderick Strong looked like he was kind of gaining the advantage over Gargano there. And then that one final beat DDT gives Johnny the win. So, yeah, real, real strong wrestling match between those two gentlemen. Dakota Kai is interviewed about leaving Candice LeRae behind in their tag team match. Dakota says that she doesn't care about tag matches. She wants Io Shirai and she wants the NXT Women's title. She says she is the new number one contender, and that's all. She's done going through all these tag team matches and ladder matches and four ways and this and that. She wants the title shot. That's when Rhea Ripley comes out. She comes up to Dakota to say that Dakota isn't next, that she is, and she'll go through Dakota if she has to get her hands back on Io Shirai and that NXT Women's title.
You had your chance, though. You lost. So since you lose, you're now in the back of the line. That's how that works, Rhea. I hate her new hair. P.S. I don't like it.
Road Warrior Rhea Ripley with the spikes and the mohawk, basically.
It's not great. This pale skin with this pale hair, it doesn't... I don't like it.
Yeah, she didn't.
It doesn't matter.
She didn't go her natural blonde. She went the Ric Flair platinum blonde.
Yeah, she went that Dolph Ziggler blonde. Like, remember he had that real bleach hair?
Yeah.
I was like, you can't. You're too pale for this pale ass hair. No. I hated it. Back of the line, Rhea. You had your chance, and guess what you did? You lost two times. You lost to Charlotte, and then you lost to Io. Nope. You better let Dakota have it. God damn it.
Timothy.
But they have a match.
Yeah. Timothy Thatcher is being interviewed about the match later tonight. He says he's going to hurt Finn Balor. And when he discusses Dexter Lumis's creepy stare, Dexter Lumis is creepily staring in the background.
Lurking ass Lumis. Lumin ass Lumis.
Adam Cole, baby, and Roderick Strong complained with Bobby Fish about what's been happening with the Undisputed Era and their recent struggles. That's when Kyle O'Reilly, the forgotten man, shows up, gives them all a pep talk to remind them who they are and why they're great and the reason for their greatness.
My boy is back. This has been a week of just people returning. Yay! I was so happy to see him.
Mercedes Martinez versus Shotzi Blackheart. So Mercedes Martinez is officially a part of the Robert Stone brand, as his little logo is now infused with hers on the Titantron. What'd you think about Mercedes Martinez's ring gear? It looks like a video game character.
Yeah, I was into it. I was like, ooh, I like it. It's kind of like a little elevated version of like the biker thing she was doing earlier. I was like, I like it. I'm into it.
So Shotzi Blackheart lands some kicks and a corner drop kick before a sunset flip for near fall. From there, Mercedes Martinez gets going and fires off some brutal forearms and goes up top before she hits the German, or the spider German suplex, excuse me, which is a move that Makabe from New Japan uses. Yes, the setup to his finisher, which is a knee drop. So he does that spider German suplex, then goes up top and drops a big knee on you. But Mercedes Martinez followed the spider German suplex up with a modified air raid crash, and she pinned Shotzi Blackheart clean in the middle with no help from Robert Stone or Aaliyah.
They wouldn't have done shit anyway. They would have just made her lose if they were, because they were hella distracting on that outside of the ring. But this was a good match. Ooh, my poor Shotzi. My baby got knocked out. Oof. Not the ball paint this week.
Not this week.
But this is a really good match. Really liked how intense it was. Mercedes Martinez, man. That lady. Badass. Love it.
Yeah, she's putting NXT on notice, WWE. Like, I should have been here a long time ago.
Yep.
We get a vignette to hype Ridge Holland, who is coming to NXT next week to be a part of the North American title three-way tournament qualifying matches.
Wow, you're English.
It's open to all comers. I mean, you know, belts don't necessarily have to stick to a place and time on the continent. You know, champions can come from all over.
I just don't know him. It's probably why. I'm like, I don't know you. Who are you, square-faced man? I don't know who you are.
You know who this man is. He's the NXT champion, Keith Lee.
Yes.
He comes to the ring to discuss what happened last week. He says that Dijakovic, eventually he's going to be fine. He's a grown man, and he's going to get over what happened to him last week. As for Karrion Kross, he doesn't get why he keeps doing all this bullshit. Ooh. Lee says Kross doesn't seem to have the balls to just come up to him face to face, so he calls him out. But instead of Karrion Kross, it's Cameron Grimes. He says he's gonna win. He's gonna challenge Keith Lee tonight. He's gonna win that NXT heavyweight title, and he's gonna go straight to the moon. So he annoys Keith Lee to the point where Keith Lee grabs him, choke slams him down before crushing him in the corner. The lights flicker, and it's Karrion Kross. I mean, actually, it's our favorite. It's Scarlett. Cameron Grimes tries to attack Keith Lee again. So Keith Lee gives him the spirit bomb and dispatches of Cameron Grimes. That's when Karrion Kross appears on the Titantron to say that Keith Lee did nothing, as his friend suffered, and now he has to live with that. He threatens to keep hurting people if he doesn't get a title shot. He says, Keith Lee, just give me the title shot. That's the easy way. Or we could do the hard way. And he says he doesn't even want to begin to imagine what he's going to do if he has to go the hard way. So Keith Lee tells him to name a time, name a place, and he's going to whoop that ass.
Ooh. Couple of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Keith Lee cussed two times.
Twice.
Show you he was serious. He said bullshit. He waited for them to react, and then he said bullshit. again. And I was like, ooh,
he actually, he actually had some bass and some enthusiasm in his voice.
Hell yeah. This time. He was mad. He was just like, oh, not my friend. And then fucking Cameron grabs his ass. He was like, Keith, can you hear me, Keith? Keith, hey, can you hear me? Oh my God. It went from, oh yeah, this is intense, to me just dying laughing. God, it was so funny. And then, of course, Bad Bitch Scarlett. Just, what else? What else can you say? Just Scarlett. That's it. That's the statement. Yes, that's like all is. You need to know.
Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I know they give you this stuff for free. And I know it helps with your budget because you seem like a very thrifty man. But you're the NXT champion now. You need to come out here and cut these promos and some slacks, three button shirt, you know, some hard bottom shoes. You know what I'm saying?
I'll keep them past this time.
You can beat people up in your semi nice street clothes. You
yeah, just ask Cody.
Yeah, you don't have to wear the NXT, you know, freebies every week. You're the champion now. That was fine when you were a contender and you were up and coming and you were the North American champion. I'll give you a pass on that. But, you know, I have a certain standard that I like for my world champions of all wrestling promotions to carry. And so you are a world champion. So I need you to dress it up a little bit. Come on, Mia Yim. I know you listen to the show. Get your man right.
I'll give him a pass this time because his friend just got hurt. He was mad. He was just like, I'm ready to fight. So let me just get in my gear so we can go. So I'll give him a pass this time. But you're right. You can beat ass in a three-piece suit. You can ask Cody. He used to do it all the time. Just beat ass in some alligator tips and slacks. So, good.
There's something that just came to me like a few months ago. About the time me and you started doing this show on a regular basis, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I like Cameron Grimes as a wrestler, but I don't get what he's trying to be, right?
Yeah.
Then I was listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd one day and I saw a picture of them on Spotify or whatever, and their lead singer had on the hat. And I was like, he is freaking the Van Zant dude from Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's who he is. And so ever since then, I've kind of looked at him like that. And it's been like, okay, now I get it. And now,
let me Google what Lynyrd Skynyrd looks like.
And now it just dawned on me that he keeps using that that phrase, I'm going straight to the moon. I'm going straight to the moon. Well, there's a line in one of their songs called The Needle and the Spoon.
It's
a song about like heroin use. And he's like, you know, you get your needle, you get your spoon, and you'll take a trip straight to the moon.
So I did my Google. And I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. I do see it.
Yeah. So that's how so now that just kind of like reinforced that, yes, you were right, because now he's using that straight to the moon as his catchphrase.
Yeah. He's so funny. Oh my God.
It's his tone. It's how he comes out there and he's like, and he says something and then he laughs at his own, whatever he says. It's just that he has taken his opportunity to get on the mic and just turned it all the way up.
He's just so loud and it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm a big Cameron Grimes fan.
He's hilarious. Oh my God. Yo, I swear ever since he was just like, hey, Keith, can you hear me, Keith? Keith, I'm talking to you. Can you hear me? Oh my God. It was great. I'm like, you are so funny. I'm so happy you're here. That was great.
The tag team champions for NXT, remember them? Imperium?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're here. They're off the side of the milk carton, and they're in the ring in Cool Cell. They're going to wrestle against Ever-Rise. They're in a bad mood. They beat the crap out of Ever-Rise, and they get the win.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful squash match.
It was just, oof. I was just like, oh. Bye, Great Value, Young Bucks. Bye-bye. Ever Rise is going to be ever buried. Goodbye. Bye.
So, after the match, Imperium gets on the mic. They're getting ready to cut a promo saying that they're the dominant team in NXT. And that's when the Undisputed Era theme hits. They rush out and they beat the brakes off of Imperium. They basically take out their frustrations over the last couple of weeks on Imperium as they leave them laying. And Adam Cole basically cuts a promo going up the ramp talking about they're the Undisputed Era. They run the show. They're the hottest thing here in NXT and we shouldn't forget it.
Yeah, I love Undisputed Era. I want them to be a little down and out, just a little bit longer before they go back to running shit. But I enjoy them. I'm glad they're back together.
In full force, yeah.
Yes.
They definitely were missing something with Kyle not being there.
Yes. Oh, my boy. I miss him air guitar. He's great. Love him. He's the missing flavor. He's the glue. I missed him.
We get a vignette on Bronson Reed. It basically, it's a background of his life, his struggles growing up, what he wanted to do, how wrestling was the biggest thing he always wanted to do, how he's even in this position because of his wife, how his wife basically paid the money for him to go to wrestling school and kind of kept pushing him to follow his dream. And, you get a lot of personal pictures and things like that. And, he's just explaining that, he had an opportunity. He made the most of it to get to NXT. He got there and then he got another opportunity with that big win in the qualifying match last week. And he's just saying that he's not going to waste his chance to become a champion in NXT.
It was all very sweet. And I'm like, oh, yay. Give my boy a spotlight. I'm so excited. I was like, this is nice. Let's know more about you.
William Regal, he's chiming in from his home. He says that he will not be bullied into making title matches. He says they're gonna have to be earned. So Karrion Kross and Keith Lee, he ain't gonna just make the match. Karrion Kross is gonna have to give him a reason to.
That's it. I like that. It's like sometimes these people do like, oh well, I want a match, you got it. No. One time, I want a champion for like someone to be like, well, I deserve a match. For them to be like, no, I'm not giving you one. Psh, no, and just walk away. I want for like one time. Be like, I want a match. No. and just walk away.
You and Miss Didi Jonet are on the same wavelength because that's her thing, too. It's like, why do these champions always be accepting these matches?
Right. Like, no, I want to keep my thing. Who are you, random person? Who have you beat? You're not just going to come here and get my hard-earned title that I beat all these bitches here for just because you feel like it, just because it's Tuesday and you had a croissant that day and now you want a championship match? No, you can have it. Get out of my face. Go somewhere else. Go back to catering. They have chicken back there.
The only person that I've actually ever seen do that was Zack Sabre Jr. in New Japan. I forgot who it was that wanted a match with him, and he was just looked at him and was like, no, I'm not wrestling you.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. Be like, I don't want to because I'm the champion, and I said no. Exactly. Go away. You can't have it. Bye. And just walk away from them. Now what you gonna do? Nothing? Because if I want to, guess what I'm going to do? Roll out at this match and walk away? Count out. You can't win this match, bitch. Bye. That's what you do. Maybe that's more of a heel move, but whatever. Hey, that's how you win.
This is a heel life friendly podcast and organization over here at CSPN. So that fits right in with the profile here. Isaiah Swerve Scott coming off his in-depth vignette last week is taking on Jake Atlas.
Can't swerve forward.
And Atlas going for the cover. And Jake Atlas coming oh so close to him.
Nice to see those honorable principles from Jake Atlas as a young competitor.
Roll up by Scott. Reversal by Scott right into the waist lock. Into the German suplex with a release. And that may have stung the neck. Oh, into that. Driving Atlas face first and Scott going for the cover.
This is a great sequence here by Swerve. Amar, you mentioned it again, the focused attack on the neck of Jake Atlas with that series of moves.
Atlas's biggest asset in the ring, his aerial attack. Unfortunately, the onslaught that Swerve has delivered has neutralized that for the most part.
And Atlas trying to escape. And they're just driving Scott back with the sole of his boot. Atlas looking to capitalize here.
Uh-oh.
Swerve was trying to set something up in the corner he's used in the past. Atlas able to evade.
Lucha Libre.
A lot of vocal leap there, a little Lucha Libre. And Atlas lived in Mexico.
Adopted
his mother
a lot.
Was born in Mexico.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Mamma mia. What a move by Jake Atlas. Atlas on the verge of the biggest win of his NXT career. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Cartwheel looking for that cartwheel DDT by Jake Atlas. Oh, and Scott with that kick to the face, and now Jake Atlas hung up on that bottom rope.
Atlas struggling to pull himself up.
Oh, the house call. The house call on the outside of the ring, Beth.
It takes incredible core strength to pull yourself back up in that position. Unfortunately, Atlas was not able to do it in time. Now Swerve is on the move.
We're looking for that JML driver, driving Jake Atlas into the canvas. Swerve Scott well on his way to earning a cruiserweight championship opportunity.
Isaiah Swerve Scott!
This is a really good match. I love Jake Atlas. Just all the flips. I'm like, yes. I like their like little flip counters, and like they're just like, oh, okay. I'm impressed, but look what I can do. So that was cool. I like that. It was a good match. I like this match.
Yeah, it was a good match. They definitely put up a high level, cruiserweight match. It's been a while since we've seen a real, high paced cruiserweight.
Right. Match. Yeah.
It's been a few weeks since the tournament or whatever. So, yeah, this was really good. And did you ever do that homework assignment I gave you a couple of weeks ago? Did you ever watch a kill shot match from Lucha Underground?
I tried to find it. It's like YouTube would not let me be great, and I couldn't. It kept giving me random other ones. Like, this is not what I wanted, so I couldn't find it, and I got annoyed. I kept searching, and I got annoyed. I was like, God damn it!
You might have to do, like, if they still have their channel active, you just might have to type in like Lucha Underground, and then just go through the myriad of matches that they have available.
Okay.
There should be the kill shot match should be in there.
Because it kept giving me some other kill person and some other, like, a random. I'm just like, this is not what I wanted. This is not who I asked for. Algorithm. So I couldn't look at it. I failed.
Damian Priest is interviewed about his qualifying match next week. He's going to go up against Ridge Holland and Oney Lorcan. He promises there won't be any surprises or upsets and that the sure thing is going to win, and that's him. Now, this is what I have a direct issue with, Mr. William Regal. It is announced next week that Rhea Ripley is going to face Dakota Kai, and the winner is going to face Io at TakeOver. Well, didn't Dakota Kai just cut a promo about how she was over these number one contender matches?
Exactly.
That she wasn't doing like, this no more?
The fuck? Why does Rhea Ripley automatically get it? Why? She lost her matches, okay? The only match she just won it was against freaking Aaliyah and Robert Stone, and that's not hard to do. Man's on cocaine, and Aaliyah kind of sucks. That's not hard. Why is she against Dakota right now? No. The only way I'll be okay with it is if before the match next week, fucking Rhea Ripley's music comes on, and she doesn't come out because Dakota done laid her out somewhere and was like, fuck you, bitch. You're not going to take my opportunity. That's the only way.
I think there's another way. I'm going to book it in a way that you'd like to.
Oh, do it.
Where Dakota Kai is getting the brakes beat off of her. And it's like, oh God, this is not going to end well for her. And we haven't seen her in a couple of weeks, but Big Mommy Cool pops back up on the scene. And she does something dastardly that allows Dakota Kai to steal that win against Rhea. And then sends Rhea off to face her and Raquel Gonzalez have a horsewoman match. Because those are two very impressive young ladies. And that would be a very fun match, I think, for a takeover. It'd be like a surprising good match. I think it would be a surprisingly good match.
Yeah. Ooh, I like your idea better. Do that one. Moon Regal, are you listening? Do that one.
As I mentioned earlier, Oney Lorcan, Ridge Holland, and Damian Priest in a North American qualifying match. And we're going to have Imperium versus Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly for the NXT Tag Team titles. So they got a pretty stacked lineup that they've already announced this week, trying to get people hyped going into NXT. I think they've done a very good job in the last few weeks, last month or so, announcing these matches beforehand so you have a week to be ready for it. Even though, you know, I mean, it actually kind of started with the announcement that Sasha and Io were going to wrestle on that on that Saturday on that that Twitter post, and then everybody was like, oh my God.
Right.
And so ever since then, they've been kind of like following that lead where they've been like announcing the matches and giving you a chance to, you know,
get ready.
Yeah, some tune in factors.
It creates buzz. It's much better than be like, oh no, randomly this now. Give me a reason to tune in. Give me some more, like, you don't have to announce all the matches, but like some of the big ones. Like, I want to see it.
Right, right. Main event time, North American Championship qualifying match is Dexter Lumis takes on Finn Balor along with Timothy Thatcher. This is a triple threat match. Dexter Lumis hits the Uranagi and puts on the silence, but Finn Balor breaks it up with the coup de grace. Thatcher interrupts the pin by Finn Balor this time and puts Finn in an ankle lock. Lumis then slithers back into the ring, puts Timothy Thatcher into silence. Thatcher passes out while holding Finn Balor in the ankle lock, and Dexter Lumis gets the win, and he's advancing to the ladder match at TakeOver for the North American title.
What? Why? What? No, what? Why? What are you doing to my Finn right now? I'm annoyed. What are you doing to Finn right now? You brought him back to NXT, had him like basically reinvent and come back to like this Prince character and be a badass just for him to constantly lose the big matches. What are you doing with Finn? You do not main roster him. Don't do it. You're supposed to be better than this NXT. What the fuck? Dexter Lumis, I don't know anything about him other than he looms and he's kind of good at drawing. That's all I know about him. I know plenty about Finn. Why? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't like it. I'm annoyed. In case you couldn't tell. What is this?
Keith Lee said he said that he was given opportunity to people who'd never had it before. New people to spotlight. So they've been through the first 2 weeks staying true to that. As, you know, we got the first week was definitely a surprise winner. This week, another surprise winner. So next week, the Ridge Holland dude will probably win, just if they're keeping up with the trend. And in a way, that's kind of good because they need more bodies, and the more people that they can establish into upper echelon, semi-main event talent is going to help them in the long run. But yeah, they are kind of... some people you thought would be highly deserving, they are kind of passing them up right now to go with this newer crop of talent, younger generation of talent.
Ben is the exception to this new people bullshit. You should have won that.
I really liked this match. It was a nice hard hitting match. It's so many different styles where Dexter Lumis has that lurking kind of brawling style. Finn Balor has the high flying, high impact style, and Timothy Thatcher with his, you know, ground based submission style. So yeah, it's definitely a great contrast to watch these three try to interact with each other and see who could come out on top. Very interesting finish that they employed here. But very effective, though, because it kind of puts over that move from Dexter Lumis is you know, it's if he gets you in that move, you're pretty much done.
You're done. It's like the coquina clutch with Samoa Joe.
Right.
Don't try to escape. You're going to die.
Right. So
it was a great match. It was just the ending. I was just like, what? Why? It's because I'm biased. That's really the only reason. I can admit that. It's just because it's my bias show. It was a great match, though.
Self-awareness is the greatest awareness, they say.
If it was anybody else but Finn, I would be like, oh, okay, interesting. But Finn's here, so I'm rooting. I'm rooting for everything Finn Balor. So. I'll admit it.
So, just your summary, what you really enjoyed, what stood out to you, and, you know, what are you looking forward to going forward next week?
My favorite match was actually the Mercedes and Shotzi match, because I really, really like Shotzi Blackheart. Her and her tank are great. Mercedes Martinez is just like a hard-hitting badass, so that was actually really my favorite match. Love that. Love Keith Lee saying, Keith Cross, Karrion Kross, come and get this work. Same bullshit twice. I was here for it, here for the cousin, here for Cameron Grimes and his over-the-top bullshit. Makes me happy every time. Keep doing it. And that the triple threat match, it was a really good match. Okay, it was just, I'm biased for Finn, so that's why I'm upset. But it was a really good match. I enjoyed their dynamics. And my second favorite match was the Gargano and Roderick Strong match, because I really love those counters. I think those two work really well together, and they're so good at doing different styles. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see the UE try to, like, get back on top. I wanted to take some time, but I'm excited for it to happen. And my Kyle is back, so that's all that matters.
I thought this was a rather strong version of NXT this week. That Gargano-Roderick Strong match definitely was the highlight of my evening. I thought those boys did a hell of a job, put in a lot of work there. I, too, was a big fan of, you know, Keith Lee getting a little bit more serious on the mic, and then here comes Cameron Grimes to kind of give it a little bit of levity before it got serious again. I thought that was well done. Shocked about the Dexter Lumis win. I know that he was, you know, they've been pushing him in this direction since, you know, Velveteen Dream has just been wiped off the face of the earth the last month. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. And I really liked Dakota Kai in this episode. I like how she started the episode. I like how she's like, you know, let Candace eat the pin. I like the promo where she's like, I am the number one contender. I'm over all of these qualifying matches and this and that and a third. Yeah. Just give me my title shot because I've earned it. I really, really like that promo from her. And I'll be interested to see how they escalate this Swerve Scott and Santos Escobar feud. You know, he's been kind of in and out, not really been a consistent part of the NXT here, but I'm pretty sure that's going to ramp up as we start to get closer to this TakeOver 30. They're going to have coming up in August. So really want to see how that progresses. Hopefully Swerve can get on the microphone in front of the quote unquote crowd and cut an in-ring promo and maybe show a little something that he hasn't really shown. You know, just besides those vignettes or whatever. I mean, it's one thing to do that where it's to sit down and you're, you know, talking about stuff that's really personal to you, which is easy to sound convincing. But I like to see him get out there in front of the crowd and cut a promo and talk about his ambitions and reasons why he deserves to be the NXT Cruiserweight Champion. I think that it would do a lot to expose him and get people to look at him in a different light, like, oh yeah, he's a good wrestler, but you know, can he talk? And you know, a lot of times that's what people are looking for. The wrestling draws your attention, but the promos is what's supposed to draw you in.
Yeah, exactly.
Make you
excited.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited for Swerve Scott and Escobar getting their one-on-one match on eventually. So
now, is 205 Live still Does that still happen?
It's still a thing. Yep.
Okay.
It's still going on. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. They use Oney Lorcan a lot. They use Tony Nese a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still a thing. What I do sometimes is unless somebody talks about like a real barn burner of a match, I'll go through YouTube every once in a while and just kind of check out some clips just to kind of keep abreast of what's going on. But yeah, it's still there.
Okay. I think if they try to like fold it more to NXT, it'll probably be a little bit better for them. Just like try to make it like a little bit more interwoven, just slightly more so people can get like, I don't know, more interested in it.
Yeah, but NXT is already so packed as a show right now that I don't know if they could really dedicate that much time to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're having a hard time, like all wrestling shows, it seems like, they have a hard time getting two women's programs going at the same time.
Right.
So to try to introduce like a whole division plus the Cruiserweight title too,
yeah, it'll be too much.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to try to work that in. They'll just be like, hey, 205 is over there. You want to see your straight up shit? That's where you go.
Right.
We got that for you. Just go to 205 Live.
Yeah, you're right. They couldn't handle it. They don't know how to like properly market baby faces right now, so they don't. It's too much.
Right. So at this time, Miss Simi, give the people your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Thank you for talking wrestling with me. Shout out to the CSPN family and shout out to the listeners. Fun seeing you guys in the hashtags.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again for the NXT cast. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody who's in the live tweets, sharing their commentary with color on the Wednesday Night Wars, hashtag Dynamite Cast and hashtag NXT Cast. It's always a lot of fun to interact with the listeners and the supporters of the WrestleCast and providing and reading your commentary with color. Always a highlight of my week. Give a shout out to everybody here on the CSPN inside the WrestleCast, Mr. Mochet _ Reese, Miss Didi Jonay, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, Greg, Mr. Anwar Starwin. You can check out a new episode of Cast of Strong Style that me and Anwar just put out where we reviewed the Sengoku Lord card, which featured Evil defending both titles against Hiromu Takahashi. Also check out the Rawcast, me and Mochet _ Reese. We talk all things about Two Belts Banks and the Two Women Power Trip. So, you know, support the podcast by going to CSPN.us, clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free tab, clicking on the sponsors and doing some shopping. You can support us that way, or you can become a patron and get more Miss Simi and I, as that's where you will find our AEW reviews, where we review AEW Dynamite each and every week on an episode and a show that we call The Dark Match. But the only way that you can hear that is if you become a patron. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the free show last week and it enticed some of you to want to hear more. So go over to the Patreon page, sign up, become a $3 member or a $5 member, and you will receive The Dark Match each and every week. Not only do you get our AEW reviews, but you also get before and after candid conversations for all of the podcasts that we record here. So you'll definitely hear some more Mota _ Reese and some more Anwar Starwin on this week's episode of The Dark Match. But please go over to, like I said, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Become a patron. Listen to The Dark Match. Support the podcast. And, you know, help us out. Keep the lights on and bills current and the shows coming out on time. See, they agree. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye. See you on the hashtags.
Cameron Grimes, if one thing's for sure, it's that you're not shy about using your voice. But tonight, when you came out to use your voice...
Mackenzie, I'm done with it, all right? I've been disrespected enough tonight. I came out there, and I was going to look Keith Lee dead in his eyes. I was going to look Keith Lee dead in his eyes, and I was going to put him down. I was going to win the NXT Championship. Tonight was the night.
Isn't that no good Keith Lee, Mackenzie? That no good Keith Lee, he sucker punched me. He caught me. I was looking this way, he hit me that way, Mackenzie.
Is that what a champion's supposed to represent? Is that what the guy of the locker room, the top guy, the opportunity, is that what that is supposed to represent? Is sucker punching and being a coward?
I didn't think so, McKenzie. I didn't think so. I knew Cameron Grimes didn't. I knew I was right. I knew I was right when I thought he was a sucker punching me like that. Keith Lee! This is way more than the championship now. You disrespected the wrong man. And now you got a problem. Next week, Keith Lee, I'm going to teach you a little bit about respect. I'm going to teach you about respect. Cameron Grimes knows about respect. McKenzie, sorry, but I got a trip to the moon.